Good afternoon, George. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, you're with No Fit State now, but when did you originally become a performer?
In 1989. Well, I had been studying before that, but that was my first gig, my first job. It was in 1989, and it was as with a performance art clown troupe in first Philadelphia and then Chicago.
Okay, and have you always been a clown, or do you diversify on your skills?
I have added, yes, but I've always been a clown.
Clowning is what's at heart.
Yeah, because I dance on a slack rope, a rope dancer, and I used to be more of a contortionist, but now I'm quite old for being a contortionist. And I do loads of stuff.
And are you currently performing the No Fit State show?
No, not at all. Actually, I think I've only been in two. Mundo Paralelo and Park Life? Or maybe something else. I'm afraid I don't remember. But really, I'm just a hangabout. I'm just one of the people who hangs about here.
Hanger on.
Yeah. I help when I can, but yeah.
But you have toured with those shows?
Yeah.
And how did you find this touring experience?
It was hilarious. And, well, one was with Ali. One was on an Ali show, Park Life. And that was outdoors. Really fun and very loose and very casual. The Mundo was a stage show. And they were trying out a new director, Malad. And he, you know, it was all a bit tight, really, because Tom was trying to figure out how to do a stage show, and they were working with this brand new director, and we were all new. Well, half of us were new cast members, and half of us were from
Taboo.
Yeah, it would have been from Taboo. So it was a bit of a mix and a mash, and
didn't come together as easy as the more freestyle Park Life. It was a bit more easygoing,
and yeah, I mean, it was still fun, and it was still a great experience, and a good artistic experience for sure. It was just a bit chaotic.
Okay, can you explain to me a little bit more about Park Life and what happened in that tour and with that show?
Well, it was an outdoor show, and it was, we interacted with the community, so different community groups would bring different skills sets, there was a pole dancing group, and there was maybe some hula hoopers, I want to say there was belly dancers, there was some sort of community dance, and they would teach us stuff, and we would teach them things, and then we did this show. The particular one I was in was in Brighton, and it was enormous. It was the most enormous show I've ever done. It was this field of people, a field of heads. I couldn't even see it. Some friends of mine were in the audience, a group of friends of mine were in the audience, and they were all shouting my name, and I could not hear them over the din of the crowd, because the crowd was so big. But, you know, 26 of my friends were out there yelling my name, and I didn't hear it, which is really crazy. Yeah, it was awesome. It was like rock show kind of thing, and then we set everything on fire at the end. So,
oh, fabulous.
Yeah,
bit daunting, really.
I was just going to say, did you have much interaction with the individual groups of performers? Did you have much time to practice with them before you would put on that show? How much?
Mostly like 2 or 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, Ali and Orit, they would have loads of time with them, but for us, as you know, we were making the show and we were doing our own things in the show, and then we would be introduced to these people, and then it was like, that was it. That was a week. It was a week of putting together this enormous beast of a show.
Did you find that daunting at times, or is it exciting?
No, more exciting than anything else, I think. Yeah.
And you got to meet some interesting performers that you mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah.
You felt that you learned something.
Yeah.
From others.
Yeah. And the other performers that were hired on the show as well, they were amazing, and I still am friends with a lot of them. Tiago and
August. So you've made connections in the UK through those two shows. Not just with other performers, but I'm assuming with the local areas that you travel to as well. You must have felt affiliation to the UK now that you've been here working in those states as well.
Yeah, for sure. And then I have a solo show as well, so I've been up and down the country 100 times probably. I've even performed in the Shetland Islands.
Oh, very good.
Which is as far as you can get, I think.
Characters up there.
Yeah.
What sort of vehicle did you drive up to the Shetland Islands?
It was a boat.
A boat.
Yeah, oddly it was a cruise. It was a cruise ship. Yeah, it was for the Island Games. You know about the Island Games?
It's like the Highland Games. Yes.
No, the Island Games.
Island Games.
It's like the Commonwealth Games, but it's islands.
Mm-hmm.
So the islands attached to the Commonwealth have their own sporting games.
This is where they throw poles.
No, that's the
island. Island.
Yes, confusing it.
Yeah, this
sounds very fringe.
Yeah, no, this is shot put. It's all very normal.
Mm.
But it was in the Shetland Islands, and then all these Jamaicans show up in the Shetland Islands thinking it's July, it's going to be warm. And it's freezing cold in July.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think that's wound up that interview lovely. Thank you very much, George, for your time.
Thank you very much.
And hello, Saint.
Hello, Saint.